We're back at Cityary Radio, second hour. I'm going to open the phones up in a little bit. But I want to get to some of this. And so, Mr. Producer, go ahead and find clip one again at 21:54, and we're going to play that in a second. But I've got an article up here from Duff from 2 days ago on the 19th. Breaking: Israeli teams in Lebanon to murder Nasrallah, spiritual head of Hezbollah. Okay, so 2 days before Trump does his speech in Saudi Arabia, Duff breaks this. Signal intercepts have been received from combined Saudi-Israeli assassination squads moving to Lebanon. Their target is Hassan Nasrallah, leader of the Lebanese political party Hezbollah. All right, and you know, the Christians in Lebanon and Hezbollah, from what I understand, get along very well. And you know, I've always kind of looked at, you know, some of the factions of the Shia Islam, and some of them, they have their nutty kind of nutters as well. But at the same time, you know, you look at all these factions, the Wahhabis and the Takfiris and all these gangsters, and you look at some of the guys on the Shia side of the house, and they're much more palatable to a person like me, you know, and especially when they're clicked up with Dr. Bashar al-Assad, president of Syria. I'm much more comfortable with the Shia, and it's just like there's this demonization out here in kind of the Christian Zionist circles, the Jewish circles, and various other kind of neocon rhino circles, that it's like, oh my God, Iran's so evil. But then you look at some of the people that carry out most of these, you know, street level crimes and so forth and so on in Europe and all this, how many of them are Shia versus Sunni? You know, the Pakistanis acting like jerks. People from all over the, you know, other parts of the Middle East that go into Europe and do these goofy, you know, groping and all this weird crap. I mean, I see it's mostly the Sunnis. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong when I open the phones up. But let's hit back to clip one at 21:54, and this is where Trump goes off on Hezbollah in front of like 50-something Muslim countries' leaders.
Another historic step in a day that will be long remembered. I also applaud the Gulf Cooperation Council for blocking funders from using their countries as a financial base for terror.
Okay, pause it. Are you kidding me? The Saudi and the Gulf states are the ones that fund ISIS, along with us, you know, Turkey, Israel, and Britain. I mean, come on. I hope he's playing Sun Tzu here, folks. I hope he is, because if he's not, you know, these guys talk about impeaching Trump, and it's just like, the dude bombs a convoy. They don't say a peep about that, because they know that they'll be ran out of office like this Al Green buffoon, this black Marxist Democrat. He wants to go after Trump over some shoddy obstruction of justice, you know, charge, where the guy, you know, our forces are over here bombing sovereign nations' convoys. But no, I'm not going to go after him for that. That's totally impeachable, in my opinion. Like I said weeks ago, I think Trump hung his rear end out in the breeze by launching the Tomahawk hit. But then just the other day, a few days ago, I'm listening to Jones, and he's like, oh, breaking news. We just smashed some convoy. And it's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, it's like, this is war crimes, and it's sick. But none of the Democrats want to call him onto the carpet for that, because we know the control of our basically legislative branch by the, you know, the forces that want to overthrow Syria. So they keep their mouth shut about that, but they'll go after some minuscule, non-existent reason to impeach somebody. This is what really makes you sick. Go ahead and resume.
Designating Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, which they certainly are, last year. Saudi Arabia also joined us this week in placing sanctions on one of the most senior leaders of Hezbollah. Of course, there is still much work to be done. That means honestly confronting the crisis of Islamic extremism and the Islamicists and Islamic terror of all kinds. We must stop what they're doing to inspire, because they do nothing to inspire but kill. And we are having a very profound effect if you look at what's happened recently. And it means standing together against the murder of innocent Muslims, the oppression of women, the persecution of Jews, and the slaughter of Christians. Religious leaders must make this absolutely clear. Barbarism will deliver you no glory. Piety to evil will bring you no dignity. If you choose the path of terror, your life will be empty, your life will be brief, and your soul will be fully condemned. And political leaders must speak out to affirm the same idea. Heroes don't kill innocents, they save them. Many nations here today have taken important steps to raise up that message. Saudi Arabia's vision for 2030 is an important and encouraging statement of tolerance, respect, empowering women, and economic development.
All right, go ahead and stop the it United- there. So the Saudis have some vision 2030, just like the UN does. And what's fascinating is now Saudi sits on like the Women's Council for the UN, and the Saudis sit on the United Nations, basically, Human Rights Committee. So here's a couple things that are probably going to happen. And this, when I was listening to all this, Chris Lom kept popping into my head. The CFR, Vatican, Saddleback Church, Rick Warren, all that crap. Now I'm starting to see this Chris Lom kind of vision. The Saudis are going to have to do a couple things. They're either going to have to temper the kingdom's policies, and you see they got this Saudi Arabia vision 2030 where you can see that they're going to soften and then move into more of this New World Order women's vision thing on the surface. Who knows what's going to go on under the, you know, in the underbelly, but there's going to be a surface softening, I think, of Saudi Arabia's kind of draconian Wahhabist 7th century whack job view, or Saudi Arabia is going down, the House of Saud is going to get decapitated like I've talked about for the last few months, you know, Greater Israel is going to have to eat up a portion of Saudi Arabia anyway. And so I don't know now what's kind of deals been made here with Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Israel, these three that I've been talking about for months, and in everybody that's paying attention has really been seeing this nexus between these three nations. And it's very fascinating, okay? But I want to move on, all right? So I spent a lot of time on the whole Trump-Saudi Arabia thing. So look, next he's going to Israel, okay? Mr. Producer, get clip three ready. And have that queued up, but he's going to go to Israel next. And there's some very, we've been talking about this the last few weeks, there's some very numerologically significant dates coming up. 1967, the Six-Day War, 50th anniversary of that, and the what the Israelis call the liberation of Jerusalem. And then 2018, okay, the 70th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. So we've got two things, the quote-unquote liberation of Jerusalem, 1967, Six-Day War, 50 years, and then we've got from the founding of the State of Israel, 1948, next year, 2018, 70 years. Very both significant numbers in biblical numerology for those of you that are into that. And so we have this window of kind of an apocalyptic time. According to a lot of the people that are all over the map theologically that really look into eschatology. So this is very fascinating to watch. But let's hit clip three real quick.
We're going to Jerusalem to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and coinciding with the 50th year of celebration, really, of Jerusalem Day, the reunification of Jerusalem. 50 years since 1967, when Jerusalem was fully liberated. And will President Trump declare that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel? Will he make an announcement that he's moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Or will he not touch those two subjects, but instead focus on the fact that President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority announced that he is ready to sign a peace deal with the Israeli? Are you serious? President Abbas, President Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority has decided to sign a peace deal with Israel. That is the headline a few days ago at the Jerusalem Post. So the president will meet with Saudi Arabia. Then he'll go to Jerusalem before going to Rome to meet with the Pope. But the Pope is taking a different approach. Remember, he questioned Trump's Christianity back in the summer of 2016 during the campaign when Trump was running for president. He told Trump to tear down the walls and build bridges. Trump told him, well, why don't you tear down your walls that are around the Vatican? And Pope Francis has been totally against the position of the travel ban that the President of the United States has. He's totally against Trump's immigration policies, and he's totally against Trump's view on climate change. But he does agree with the president on the fact that the president wants to protect Christians from being slaughtered in Iraq and Syria.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. So that was quite a bit of ground covered there. And then, you know, if you've been listening to this program, you know I covered heavily where Bergoglio, a.k.a. Pope Francis, was on the border down there, Juarez, El Paso area. That's right in a kind of a close proximity where Scalia mysteriously died at this John B. Poindexter Cibolo Creek Ranch, this Democratic Party operative. This freaky, you know, Joe Biggs and David Knight from InfoWars went down there and took pictures of the joint. Real creepy place out in the middle of the desert. You know, the weird way the judge just kind of declared the death, no autopsy or none of that. That whole weird kind of dust up with Trump, Scalia, Bergoglio, that was wild as hell. But, you know, the Pope and these guys, they released the encyclical Laudato Si. It's all about the environment and climate change, and it's all tied in with the Rothschilds and carbon taxes and the UN. That whole stinking regime that they want to foist upon the planet, which is going to, of course, hit all the Western, basically majority white countries the hardest. Oh, yeah, you know, it's all diversity. But this is where it's all going. And so, you know, you got to give Trump credit. I mean, he called the carbon thing a whole scam. Now, basically, the entire weight of the deep state, the U.S. government's trying to get Trump to budge on climate change, carbon taxes, the whole regime that's ready to implement as soon as they can get, you know, the consensus of the executive branch and the legislative branch on board to do it. Trump looks like he's kind of, you know, with some of his appointments in the EPA and so forth, it looks like they're going to do battle. I mean, we don't know. Very crazy stuff. But so he's in Saudi Arabia. He's going to do the Israel thing. Going to go to the Vatican. Okay. Islam, Judaism, Roman Catholicism. Then right after that, it's going to be the NATO summit in Brussels. Okay. And then it's going to be the G7 in Taormina, Italy. Okay, so these are the five places Trump's going. And this is like the who's who of the movers and shakers of the planet. All right, so very fascinating stuff. Let's see here. I'm trying to find where the next Bilderberg meeting is going to be. And they're going to – guess where it's going to be? It's in Chantilly once again. So you see basically, you know, this Bilderberg meeting's been – oh, it's on clip 9, Mr. Producer. Get that queued up. But there's been a lot of them here at this Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia. And that, I guess it's just dropped that that's where it's going to be. Let's hit clip 9.
California, but according to a few journalists that I talked to, and now the Fairfax Police Department, the Bilderberg 2017 meeting will be taking place at the Westfields Marriott in Virginia on June 1st to the 4th. The meeting will be taking place at a luxury hotel not far away from Washington, D.C. itself. And unlike previous years, it is very interesting that the information of this year's time and location of the meeting have not been leaked like they have been previously before. But because of the great work of reporters, we were actually able to get this information that the Bilderberg Group seems reluctant to share, unlike previous years. Now, there's a lot of reluctancy and secrecy surrounding the Bilderberg Group meeting. I mean, this is the official group that had me arrested and charged with drugs when I never had any, set me up, and put me in jail just because I was questioning the Bilderberg Committee on what they were doing. Of course, I was released. But then the year after that, I had my hotel room raided, told by German police officers that if I did not leave town, that they would physically beat me up and arrest me for whatever they wanted for simply being a journalist at this meeting. Which brings into perspective that, crap, I'm gonna do it again. And I could definitely use your help and support in this effort.
June 1st through 4th, very interesting. It'd be neat to go up there, not that far away from any of us, but what we all need to do is, let's look for members of the Trump administration, not necessarily the Don himself, but June 1st through 4th, Chantilly, Virginia, the Westfield Marriott. This has been dropped just in the last day or two. Let's look for members of the Trump cabinet and, let's say, you know, communications team and so forth and so on. Wilbur Ross and Mnuchin and some of these characters, Jared maybe, huh? But, you know, that would be interesting to see all that. You know, these are the real movers and shakers. I mean, quite a bit of them. This is your basically your kosher Nostra, your Jewish mob, and then your black nobility types, Queen Beatrix, and your basically families that surround papal power, and you know, your Knights of Malta types, and they all kind of meet here. And plenty of people of all spectrums were the people that have significant amount of power, especially as Western Europe and America and so forth. Let's get into this Comey thing for a second. This dropped earlier in the week. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. This is Mark Dice breaking it down, but you know, Alex Jones and InfoWars kind of broke this earlier in the week, where basically Comey admits under oath that he was not leaned on by Department of Justice personnel to suspend an investigation, basically any investigation, since he said he didn't know about any of it. So let's hit clip 11.
Are being assigned to the special prosecutor to investigate the 2016 presidential election to try to determine whether or not there was any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. The liberals haven't been this excited since election night. Well, that is, until they found out that Hillary was going to lose. But now they've got their hopes up once again, thinking that they're going to finally get President Trump impeached or indicted and thrown in prison.
I rise today, Mr. Speaker, to call for the impeachment.
Go ahead and pause it, Mr. Producer, and then we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Cindieri Radio, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443, if you want to weigh in, be brief. See you guys on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio. We got a couple callers on the line, but fellas, hold tight for a minute because I want to give you a decent amount of time. And so, Mr. Producer, resume that clip.
Of the United States of America for obstruction of justice.
I thought after watching the Clinton impeachment, I thought I'd never see another one. But I think we're in impeachment territory now for the first time.
We keep hearing that I word a lot. Is impeachment now on the table? Did President Trump try to block the FBI's Russia investigation, commit an impeachable offense?
I'm convinced if we follow the tracks of those who have been involved with the Kremlin, those who have been involved with Ukraine, those who have been involved in this circle that I call the Kremlin clan, we'll get to the truth. And I believe the truth does mean that we'll get to collusion, and collusion will lead to impeachment.
Their new hope stemming from an alleged memo that former FBI Director James Comey allegedly wrote after he had dinner with President Trump, when he supposedly said that he hoped nothing comes of the investigations. That, of course, liberals believe is the smoking gun, which they hope will finally bring down President Trump. But since liberals have the intellectual capacity and the memory of a goldfish, they of course forgot that just 2 weeks ago, former FBI Director James Comey was giving sworn testimony before a congressional committee when he was asked this question.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Oh, see, we told you Trump could stop the investigation. Now he's been busted red-handed. Tell us more, James.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal. to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal.
Let me just remind you that James Comey was under oath making those statements, where he clearly said that it has never happened. Nobody tried to get him to stop an investigation for political reasons, period. Better yet, he even added that sometimes senior officials will give their opinions on certain matters, but he directly said that nobody has ever tried to get him to stop an investigation for political purposes. But I actually think that having Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, investigating this is fantastic, because we've never seen the liberals' hopes up this high, and so they're only going to come crashing back down once again. When this is all over with, I can't wait to see the liberals turn on Robert Mueller and accuse him of being a Russian agent as well. He was in on it this whole time. This conspiracy is deeper than we even imagined. Even the special prosecutor was in on it. These poor liberals, they still haven't dealt with their post-traumatic...
Stop there, Mr. Producer. Now, here's a weird article, and this is another sort of fall deal, but check this out. So they're basically saying China moved swiftly yesterday to protect Trump, whom they and Russia, too, believe holds the best hope for preventing a full neocon takeover of the U.S. government. And people, you know, argue, oh, Trump's fully neocon or whatever. But listen to this. Now, this Wilmer Hale law firm, okay, according to this report, the deep state war against Trump, he calls the single greatest witch hunt in American history. We saw that floating around, reached a stunning new level of danger this past week with so many lies and spurious allegations being made against America's new leader. Yeah, we're only 120 days into this thing. Some begin calling it his 7 days in May, and whose destructive power is being hailed by the U.S. mainstream propaganda media, as exampled by the CIA-linked operative Dana Bash, who I've reported on before, who in cheering the deep state attack against Trump cheerfully said they know how to get back, even if you're the president. And this was all over numerous outlets all week. But check this out. With the esteemed professor emeritus of Russian studies at Princeton and NYU, Stephen Cohen, being one of many warning that this deep state war on Trump has now become the greatest national security threat America's ever faced. The first deputy chairman of the Russian Federation Council, Franz Klintsevich, likewise warning that Trump's enemies are attempting to impeach him from office. And basically, China State Council, they're maintaining, sent a series of urgent communiques to Robert Novick, who is the co-managing partner of the global law firm Wilmer Hale, whose offices span the world and are located in the United States, Europe, and Asia. As Robert Novick was personally hired in 2006 by then ExxonMobil CEO and now U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson to manage this global energy giant's legal interests. And I'm going to get stopped there with Rex Tillerson and this Robert Novick guy, and I'll pick it up after the break.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
We're back, City Air Radio, bottom of the second hour. Now, right before I jump onto the callers, check this out. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm giving you a disclaimer. This could be fake news. Now, this is up to you guys to kind of look into this Wilmer Hale law firm. As Robert Novick was personally hired in 2006 by then ExxonMobil's CEO and now U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to manage this global energy giant's legal interests. This report details his Wilmer Hale law firm is also among the top law firms in China. Now, I've seen in other places where they're talking about this, all the like overlapping interests with Trump and the Chinese, and we saw the Xi visit where the 59 Tomahawks got launched. We covered that ad nauseum, but back to the article. And who, after communicating with China's state council yesterday, quickly approved his firm's releasing from duty one of its top attorneys. Guess what his name is? Robert Mueller, former director of the FBI during 9/11, I should add, and, you know, oversaw the cleanup. Very weird stuff here. To oversee a U.S. Department of Justice investigation into the Trump administration's links with Russia. The negotiations to have Robert Mueller oversee this investigation of the Trump administration's links with Russia, this report explains, were conducted by another Wilmer Hale attorney named Jamie Gorelick. Remember who Jamie Gorelick is? She sat on the 9/11 commission, folks. Who was well-positioned for this task as she is the personal lawyer for President Trump's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner. This doesn't get any weirder, folks. Both of whom are Trump's most trusted advisors. The Wilmer Hale, and it's Wilmer Hale law firm, links to President Trump further extend, this report says, to his former campaign manager Paul Manafort, whose personal attorney is another Wilmer Hale partner named Reginald Brown. I'd love to hear Roger Stone, you know, answer some of this stuff, because I don't know if this is true or not. I'm reading it. Being released by Wilmer Hale to join Robert Mueller in his investigation of the Trump administration, too, this report continues, are another two of their top attorneys named Aaron Zebley and James Quarles, Q-U-A-R-L-E-S. With Wilmer Hale lawyers now firmly in control of the Trump-Russian link investigation, and they're also having close personal and long-standing ties with the Trump family and their associates, this report says the global law firm now actually controls the fate of not just President Trump, but that of world peace, too. As to the strategy of how Wilmer Hale will defend President Trump against his deep state enemies, this report notes, one need only examine the past of their lawyers now engaged in this war to include Robert Mueller, former FBI director under both the Bush and Obama administrations, decorated Vietnam War combat veteran. Aaron Zebley, an FBI agent, was promoted by Robert Mueller to be his chief of staff and oversaw some of America's most critical investigations into counterterrorism in the aftermath of 9/11. Yeah, the big, massive, multi-agency, predominantly Mossad, Jewish mafia hit on the United States to get us to go attack a bunch of Muslims. Yeah, but who a week prior to the 2012 U.S. presidential election kept secret the affair of General Petraeus that could have damaged President Obama's chances for re-election. James Quarles, member of the Watergate Special Prosecution Force, in a prior deep state war against then-President Richard Nixon, and whose most definite account was written by former Nixon White House staffer Jeff Shepard, the secret plot to make Ted Kennedy president inside the real Watergate conspiracy. And so I'm not going to cover the article any more, but this Wilmer Hale law firm, I'm reading an article here, and they talk about Mueller, and then when I saw Jamie Gorelick, my eyes and ears and spidey sense pricked up. Let me just say that, you know, with her sitting on the 9/11 commission, Mueller being FBI director, and this law firm with its massive ties to the Chinese, very fascinating stuff. That's all I can say. Let's take Jeff in Idaho. Greetings.
Hey, Robert. Hey, I want to tie a few things together if I can. The apostolic letter, the Motu Proprii from July 11th, 2013, from the Pope. Okay, this is the Supreme Pontiff, so this is the CEO title of Francis, okay?
Yeah.
It says, the first line is, in our times, the common good is increasingly threatened by transnational organized crime and improper use of the markets and the economy, as well as by terrorism. It is therefore necessary for the international community to adopt legal instruments to prevent the counter-criminal activities by promoting international judicial cooperation on criminal matters. Very bottom, okay, this says, jurisdiction referred in paragraph 1 is the administrative liability of the judicial persons arising from crimes as regulated by Vatican City state law. Okay, so what this does is, this is essentially the thing that Anna has been attacking on all of her stuff, and Anna's book that was called You Know Something's Wrong in America.
Go ahead, explain who Anna is real quick, Jeff. You can't
Anna
just
von
use
Reitz
first
is,
name.
Essentially a has been married, has been researching this stuff for about 20 or 30 years. She's married to a person from the Norman invasion, her husband, that is a sovereign all the way back, was in charge of the private trade that was associated when the Constitution was signed, when the District of Columbia had only military and admiralty law, you know, because it's martial law rule out of Britain, because they had the biggest navy, and all the globalists were basically spooling up England. England basically said, hey, you know, we're going to get rid of slavery, and we're going to basically then reduce wages, and this is how we're going to bring corporatism in, all right? So yeah. Anna writes this book and is published on Donald Trump's 69th birthday, June 14th, 2015, all right? On page 150, on page 150, it reads this: Exit Benedict XVI and enter Pope Francis, extraordinaire Jesuit and designated damage control modulator. He has given the offending corporation 3 years to straighten up their acts and come into compliance with their charters or be liquidated. The clock started ticking July 1st, 2013, and will stop ticking June 30th, 2016. Okay? So now, on the next page, it says, the bankers and politicians and Satan worshippers, that is, worshippers in this case, if you haven't caught on, are now attacking the church and bringing out all the church's dirty laundry. Pedophiles groping choir boys, sex, homosexuals prancing around St. Peter's, weird thrones and Pope with Lucifer snakes coiled around, church budgets that make Midas swoon, Vatican bank loans to known mafiosos. All right, so here's where, but the important part is on page 151, it basically says, and the serpent, he became wroth with the women and went to make war against her and her children and those who stood for Christ. Pope Francis has taken the major steps toward correction of the church and church administration of the global estate trust. He has rewritten the International Criminal Code and held the lawyers and judges and clerks who are primarily responsible for the misadministration of justice liable for the acts and omissions, and this is the thing from July 11, 2013. He has undertaken an exhaustive global diplomatic mission seeking to establish an honest banking system, BRICS initiative. Most of all, he has sought to keep the peace and avoid any conflict among the religions supporting the law of the land, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, should stand together against the cult of mystery Babylon instead of being hoodwinked into fighting each other and letting their enemies profit from their mutual destruction. Okay, so this.
Let me ask you this, Jeff. Let me stop you there. So what you're saying here is all the Marxist garbage on the surface that Francis is into and all the weird, just like, stuff that makes Catholics want to vomit, his fights with Cardinal Burke and all this. Are you saying somehow that this is some sort of Sun Tzu deceptive art of war stuff on his level?
Let's say I don't know enough, but I'll just give you a hypothetical. Okay. Putin knows Dr. Parker, and as soon as he started helping Trump on the water contamination problems, the DIA declassified photos that Dr. Parker could talk on air instantly to the new Putin. Putin is basically a personal friend of his. The Pope is a personal friend of his because Dr. Parker did stuff in South America for children's hospitals. He had a portable children's hospital thing that he ran in South America, so they became good friends. The Pope is allowing six of the Bibles that are not in the canon right now to be released, and Dr. Parker's going to put some of the stuff in his books. Okay, Trump's helping these guys. The deep state has been helping whack all the Republicans last year, you know, to get them out, like the Cruz and Bubbles, you know. All this stuff strategically brought Trump in. Trump has put in all the military advisors. And now what you're seeing right now is that the One Belt Road, which is pushed by, you know, the LaRouche Foundation. LaRouche Foundation, the Mueller put LaRouche in jail, all right, because he was trying to expose the drug running of the British Empire. Right, the Sassoons and all the people, like the Jared type families, they're all in Iran and have all this money connected to drugs, the black nobility and things. All right, so what we're getting to at the point now is that there's a scenario where there could be a lot of fake stuff going on to basically run cover for this, because that's why they got the two popes in place right now. Right, and the Francis.
Well, hell, you've got basically five popes right now on the earth. You got Colvin Bach.
I'm talking the white popes. I'm not talking the black popes.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
So here's the thing: is what I'm saying is that they basically Dr. Parker said, and I can't validate this because it sounds like he was traveling in Europe when this occurred, but all the Knights of Malta had $1 trillion taken away from their accounts. And this is essentially goes along the lines of what Anna's been trying to do. Anna's been trying to do the same work that Clinton's been trying to do of how to get the all the birth certificate stuff out of the District of Columbia. Okay, I've been doing this since 2007 on a Supreme Court case, and I've been wrapping up 5 or 6 years worth of research I've been doing with Dr. Parker for his health issues. And, you know, it's really kind of, this. The title of this month was May to Play, okay? Everything was coming together in May of all these years of stuff. And this trip basically is like the page reading off of Anna's book from 2015.
Yeah. Well, I remember the whole thing with when Bergoglio comes in and basically talking about the corporations and dissolving, and I think I covered a lot of that a few years back. So it's very interesting, you know, the whole thing with Roman canon law, admiralty law, and this juxtaposition and all of that stuff. It's just very fascinating to watch.
All those other guys were bringing in the carbon tax stuff. They were bringing world citizenship with the carbon tax stuff. Okay. Dr. Parker's basically shown where the chemtrail is killing people and how they're poisoning the water and all this other stuff. And so that tie, you've got essentially Putin basically trying to be destroyed by the bankers, the guy in the Philippines basically throwing off the Rothschild sort of banking system, killing all the drug runners, which affects the Bush-Clinton-Obama crime network.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that things are not exactly what they look like.
Right, right.
But
well, you know, that's why I like when you call in, though, because we get down some layers down into this, and a lot of people want to knee jerk and they want to take their first emotional reaction like they know everything, and then they want to put it forth on websites and on their radio shows, and it's like, buddy, this thing's a lot this spider web is a lot more intricate and crazier than any of us know. And so that's why I like taking your call, Jeff.
Yeah, last thing, Robert. I'm hoping that Trump is trying to end the Civil War that started in 1860.
Yeah, well,
that's my hope. Yeah. I know it's a big
stretch. Well, look at the taking out of the Confederate monuments here in St. Louis.
Absolutely.
We've got our new female mayor, Lyda Crewson. She's trying to
Robert, ask him to take out Albert Pike's that Confederate generals thing out of District Columbia. Could you do that for me?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
See you, man. Let's take Dave in Nevada. Greetings, Dave.
Robert, can you hear me?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Robert, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where should I start? I just kind of I lost my line of thought.
Jeff can make people do that because he covers a lot, man.
And that can be a good thing or it can be a very bad thing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't call in very often anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm a listener now, and what I've realized is that, I mean, people can argue this point or not, but what I've realized is that people do not really understand the history of the Catholic Church in general, and that's
I get that too. It's well, look, it spans a couple thousand years, man. For any of us to try to get our heads wrapped around it in one lifetime is a very Herculean task.
It is, and it isn't, and I'll tell you why.
Right, right. You got simplicity and complexity both cocktailed together so close that you can get lost in either one.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is the turning point is people really... Okay, there are two turning points if people really want to understand what's going on with the Catholic Church. The first one is the French Revolution.
Yeah.
If you do not understand the French Revolution, you will not understand the Catholic Church. The second one is in the United States, when JFK got his brains blown out.
Yeah, and Lincoln.
The reason why I'm saying that is because I'm not saying that John F. Kennedy was a saint. What I'm saying is that if you do not understand the trajectory of history from the point of the French Revolution until now, until when JFK was murdered, and then now what's going on in France now, you can't, it's very difficult to get a handle on it.
Yeah, I you know, France is a very important country in the history.
It is a very important country.
Yeah. If you look at just French sources when you're talking about Freemasonry or the Jesuits, as far as books, man, you can just get lost in just French sources.
And that's the point I'm trying to say. It is a very dense and difficult subject, and if you do not understand it, you're going to get really lost.
But yeah, hold on, Dave. We got a break.
Sitting right here waiting for somebody's call. I hope it comes up quickly for the winter starts to fall. We gotta get going quick.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I got Dave on the line from Nevada. I want him to hear this. Mr. Producer, hit clip 25.
has the president actually done for religious freedom? That tepid bill he passed a few weeks ago didn't really please the truly conservative Christians out there. They were not fooled by it. He is basically advised, I'm sorry to tell you, by Jesuits. I don't want to go into it because there's more to this than meets the eye. Not a good thing. Almost all of the people advising Trump on his transition are Jesuits. You say, well, what's wrong with Jesuits? I don't just say Jerry Brown. They just say Jerry Brown. They're all very left-wing. All of them. Let's take a...
All right, so, Dave, that was Michael Savage a couple days ago. So you got all these Jews around Trump, right, Dave?
Right.
But then Michael Savage, this Jewish guy, he said everybody around Trump that's influenced him are Jesuits. A very interesting right. psychological operation right there in a 40-second clip. I wanted to play that for you since I had you on the line.
You there? So you want my comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll give you a very simple comment on that. The Jews, they hate the Catholic Church, period.
It's in the protocols to destroy the church, yes.
Absolutely. But more specifically than, you have to be more specific than general.
Yeah.
The Jews, they don't just hate the Catholic Church. What they hate are the Catholic priest orders. They hate the Jesuits. They hate the Dominicans. And they hate the Franciscans. They hate all of the Catholic monastic orders. And that's why they were infiltrated by homosexuals.
I think, Dave, we got probably about a minute and a half, but I think the Jesuits, throughout the histories of communism and both National Socialism, they've had an integral part in both. And so I think there's been an internal struggle for the heart of Jesuitry or Dominican or Franciscan or whatever. But I think the Jesuits tactically turned far left at a certain point where the real power of the order did turn far left in the last, let's say, 50 years. Do you agree with that?
Well, if they did turn far left, it's because they were infiltrated. Because
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Catholic Church,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what I'm saying is that.
Go ahead. You got
a few seconds. Catholic Church. Okay. What I'm saying is that it's impossible for Catholicism to be left at all. Period. Nonstop.
Right on. All right. Thanks,
Dave. It's not possible.
Appreciate you calling, buddy. Keep listening.
I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for you, baby. I'll be waiting for the new dawn begun. I'll be waiting for the new world to come.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.